Katrina's rebuild efforts rest on the shoulders of the local church. There's been a breakthrough for the gospel in remote Papua New Guinea, and a radio program is drawing people to seminary. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 2 years ago, the U.S. federal government declared a public health emergency for the Gulf Coast. The aftermath of Hurricane Katrina forced the launch of one of the largest search and rescue missions in history. International Aid's Miles Fish says they were one of the first responders, but since then,
we try to figure out what is the best solution going forward for how continuous ministry can happen in this area. And in this case, we started another organization that's focused on reconstruction. So last January, we turned over our efforts to this other organization, and they're continuing to do the rebuilding process.
Fish says in this case, the gospel is speaking through actions and eventually words.
The church very much is taking a leading role in providing assistance and helping with the reconstruction process. Both the church that goes down to volunteer and to fund, but also the local church in the disaster area itself that is coordinating and identifying victims that need assistance and kind of masterminding the reconstruction effort.
Next, families in southern Mexico made a sigh of relief last week. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee put food on dinner tables in Jesus' name with their first food shipment August 20th. Torrential rains destroyed crops earlier this year, putting many out of a job and unable to afford food. CRWRC and a church partner is providing 3 months of food to 90 families who need it most. The donations enable many children to avoid quitting school to work for extra income. Pray that people return to work soon. You're listening to Mission Network News. Opportunity International is getting involved in the global war on poverty. What's one of the causes? The lack of education in rural or slum areas. Opportunity's Makonnen Getu says Opportunity is addressing that through their micro schools of Opportunity, a pilot program in 50 poor areas in Ghana, West Africa. While education's important, Getu says so is heart change.
Many of the local churches run schools because of the demand, but also because they also see the schools as one way of bringing the gospel. Because of the children that have gone in Christian schools, parents have given their lives to Christ.
According to Getu, these schools are important for the future of the country.
Children become agents of change, and so the schools are there to bring our people of integrity, accountability, and God-fearing future leaders.
Go to our website to help micro schools of Opportunity. Meanwhile, after much resistance, a small group in Papua New Guinea have come to Christ. Years ago, the Bisorio people in Walipa told missionaries a new God had come to them. Bob Kennel of New Tribes Mission explains.
He told them how to live, he gave them a new language, and he said, do not listen to the message of the white man. And so this little area, seriously, they've been Denaya worshipers for years and years now and totally resistant to the gospel.
Despite the Bisorio's opposition, local missionaries endured the painful 3-day hike to reach them.
They taught them, presented the gospel, and out of the, again, it's not a super large group, 25 people, but out of that group, 19 of them made a very solid profession of faith in Jesus Christ.
And Far East Broadcasting Company is drawing people to their schools through radio. A graduate of Voice of Friendship Seminary in China says before school, his only source of spiritual nourishment was from FEBC's radio programs. They prompted him to enroll at the seminary. Through the program, graduates complete their degree while learning about ministry. FEBC helped equip this graduate for outreach. He first started a worship group where he served as pastor, but is now working in full-time ministry. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing across the West, and few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. Time's running out. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.